What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined once again with Jason Brashears, very interesting guest. Has an incredible channel on YouTube. What's the name of the channel, Jason?
Archaics.
Archaics. There you go. Archaics, where basically he's explaining simulation theory, right, Jason?
I pretty much use the historical record to show that we're living in some type of construct.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. And today we're going to be talking about, folks, this is a big one because they're pulling out all stops. They're pulling out all cards now. This is getting wacky. Okay. So now there's a new disease out called demon disease. And guess what? You're not seeing demons. You're hallucinating. At least that's what they're telling us. We have a bigger explanation for that. We're going to go into that. We're going to dive deep into that, this new demon disease where people are seeing demons. Why are they seeing demons? How are they seeing demons? We're going to explain all that to you. We're going to give our theories on this. And they're just theories, folks. But first, Noble Gold Investments. Get your Noble Gold, folks. You need it now. Has investing got you stressed? Too complicated? Don't leave your money in the bank losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, real, and always there for you. Real throughout history's toughest time, like right now. And Noble Gold Investments, American experts make it easy. They're American experts make this very easy for you. If you're after an IRA, and if you qualify, you'll get a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Visit Noble Gold Investments. Noble Gold Investments. It's the link down below. Get started, folks. Put your money into gold and silver. Jason, man, awesome having you back on. We just did a killer show on ninoscorner.tv, where we're basically talking about the eclipse and the movie franchise, for the Purge movie franchise, how they correlate. And you put it together like a puzzle, masterful. It was insane how awesome you did that. So I really want to give props to you, Jason, because you're a really highly intelligent individual, and I love having you on my show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a good video. It was as a matter of fact, I put a couple more pieces together as I was talking to you that were not in my prior Eclipse videos. So I was, that's how it is. You already know, you're a teacher as well. And the more you disseminate information, the more you get from the field. You know, it's a dynamic. It's a spiritual law.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then I think we work well together, man. So there's a few on my show, you know, like a Juan or an SG and you. A few people that I just, you know, while you're doing the interview, while you're conducting the interview, you're like, ah, both sides are learning and opening up new avenues to the truth. So, you know, I love having people like you on. You challenge me, you challenge my audience, and it's great, man. So, okay, so let's get into this. Demon disease, dude. The demon disease. Now, this sounds crazy. This reminds me of the movie They Live with Roddy Rod Piper back in the day in the 80s. You know, I just watched it again. And I watched that movie and I go, man, was there, I mean, they're onto something here. Cause I do feel this is a spiritual war. And I do feel that we are at least some kind of other species is controlling everything, whether it's demonic, extraterrestrial, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call it, a breakaway species. But I feel like they're able to live in higher dimensions and kind of materialize here on the third or shapeshift, take human form. Am I often saying that? Do you agree with that?
Well, I agree. I agree. I think in this video here, we're going to get into that movie. We're going to get into six other movies that were also providing us soft disclosures about the other race that is not only coming in and out, like they phase in and out of our holography. You can call it multidimensional, but they do have a presence here. It's been here for a very long time. It's in the underworld. They do interact with the elite. They give them their marching orders. But we have this soft disclosures being released throughout Hollywood, and we also have soft disclosures such as mainstream media now telling us to beware of this new psychological disease condition. It is so crazy. It's another soft disclosure. We're going to talk about that movie. We're going to talk about all this masking that is done by Hollywood to conceal their identities, how politicians have been caught wearing the mask. You can see where the masks have been taken on and put on quickly. I'm going to show some pictures of that. But it begs the question, If these people that we're seeing in the media aren't real, this isn't the real Nancy Pelosi. This isn't the real Joe Biden. I'm going to show you pictures. There's no way you can look at these pictures and say these are the original people. These are masks being used, but it kind of begs the question because we're going to go into some ancient text and records too that also warned us that there was another race here pretending to be human. This is in ancient religious records. We have traditions from around the world. We're going to talk about the Rakshasa and the doppelganger and the Wendigo of the ancient and Native American traditions. All of them were shape changers. The skinwalkers were shape changers. We're going to get into all that in this video. It's deep, man. It's deep. And
But
this is crazy that they're trying to get you to think that you have the problem.
you're the
It's
problem, right? That's what I find so fascinating about this. And also, and I keep going back to this, and people can say whatever they want about this, but man, I think that today's technology, our cameras, our trail cams are picking these entities up. And if they're all over the national forest, which is they're getting photographed everywhere and videos of them everywhere, they've got to be in our government, they've got to be in our cities, they've got to be walking among us. I mean, they can't just be in the national forest, right?
I agree. Listen, we got disclosure with the hit TV series V. They were trying to tell us in that movie what's going on. Do you remember V from 1983?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, man. Kind of looks like the eclipse too, doesn't it? It's the
Right. Yeah, you're right.
V for Vendetta. So it's all.
So what would be the purpose of these soft disclosures, though, Jason? I mean, why would they want to tip us off in any kind of way, shape, or form?
Listen, that's an excellent question. And it really shows, man, that you're vibrating on the same frequency as me. That you would even ask that because, we both got our own lives and we did absolutely no preparation together for this video. We just discussed it, talked about it as an awesome topic, and decided to put together. So for you to ask, that's very interesting to me because I've already given it a lot of thought. The timing of this disclosure about this disease, so in tandem with the eclipse, I have a feeling that. Because timelines seem to be unraveling, reality tunnels are converging. I believe that this construct has an inability to hide things that it's so easily hidden for thousands of years. The more people start waking up, the more the construct has an inability to cover those things up. So people who are awake are going to start seeing things as they actually are and not as the construct has always masked them to be.
So the construct is falling apart. It's kind of it's I guess it's falling away from our reality to those that are awake.
With any electrical based system, if electricity is spread too far and wide, some of those systems are going to be inoperable. And because, I mean, the electric universe has a lot going for it, this theory about this whole electric universe that we live in, because I believe we live in an AI field. I believe, and it doesn't take away from my spirituality. I'm a very spiritual individual. It doesn't take away from God, but it actually adds to the idea in the New Testament that Satan is the God of this world. He is the overseer of this predator versus prey ecosphere that we as souls have been made to believe is the real universe, and it's not.
All right, I'm going to ask you on this before we do it, the whole thing with Biden and the presidents, can we leave that part out of the presentation because this is for YouTube and I don't want to get hit with anything on that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
Just let's
we do that.
folks, I mean that part we do talk about it extensively on ninoscorner.tv, but for FluffTube, I want to leave that out because I don't want to raise any alarm bells or anything like that. So just for precautionary reasons,
That's
I
cool.
would
That was
all
only
right, cool.
one of about 100 pictures I'm going to share with you anyway.
Okay,
It's no big deal.
cool. So, yeah, go ahead and get started, Jason. I'm sitting here waiting, man. This is gonna be an epic.
Oh yeah, this is crazy. I'm going to show you some pictures before I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to show you these pictures just so you will be on the same page that this is legitimate. This is from mainstream media. It's from the medical establishment. They're literally trying to convey to people that this is a real condition. So
It's a
I'm
real, they're saying it's a real, it was in USA Today.
yeah,
I mean, that's a
crazy,
huge publication.
crazy. I'm going to share screen right now. So. Here's, do you see this clearly?
Yep.
Okay. Rare disorder causes man to see people's faces as demonic. However, they're saying hundreds of people have this now, but it's not the only one. I went a little deep into this and I did some research. I'm going to show you that it's not the only condition. There's another condition they're saying causes people. There's condition, and it's the condition of looking at people in public places and their faces are unrecognizable to you. It's like they made this up. We've never heard this before, but
Wait, is unrecognizable?
no, suffers a condition that a lot of other people suffer, where when they're like places and they see a lot of people, all of a sudden all their faces are unrecognizable to them.
What?
It's another medical condition they're just making up. Well, check it out. I'm going to show you. This is the rare disorder, demon face disease. They're trying to say that if this happens and you see somebody's face shift in public or something, it's they're not the ones with the issue. You are. You have got this condition. This is crazy. Ass backwards. Yeah, it's just absolutely boggles the mind that they would try to pull this off. But this is literally what
Well,
they're showing.
we're presenting a theory that, and we have to say it that way on FluffTube, that it's actually they're not able to keep their shape and form in
Yes,
this construct
something
any
in the
longer.
field, something is becoming inoperable in the field dynamics that they're no longer able to maintain whatever the holography is that masks their true appearance.
This is crazy.
So that's one right there. Let me show you this next one. Just show you a few. This is what it's like to have a scary demon face syndrome. That's what they're calling it, demon face syndrome. There it is. Makes everybody look satanic. I don't believe that.
No.
I believe this is soft disclosure. This is
Yeah.
something we need to watch out for here pretty soon. So
It's all right. You can show the pictures, just don't say it.
yeah, this is what they're calling it. Prosopopmetamorphosopia. I can't pronounce that, man. It's just too many syllables in there. But this is what they're calling it, and they're passing this off as a very real phenomenon. And fine, soft
Yeah,
disclosure
it's called
doesn't.
PMO, right? PMO.
I guess that's for sure.
The
I guess
rare
that would be
disorder
the
makes people
acronym.
think they're seeing demon-like faces everywhere, with people's eyes and mouths stretched out, ears pointed, and deep grooves carved into the faces, called
It is so
prosopopmetamorphosis.
crazy.
But PMO.
It is so crazy. Well, let me get out of here. All right. So, I mean, they give us a few examples, like this one here.
I mean, what would cause that? What are they saying is the what's the cause? What are people suffering from? They have to have some kind of reason why.
I don't know
Some way to back
because
this that you're seeing these distortions. What is it in the brain that they're saying is happening?
I don't know, but the reason I see PSYOP in this is because you're not claiming that their hats distort. You're not claiming that the logos on their t-shirts distort. You're not claiming that reality distorts in any way, only their faces. We're going to get into that because this is something that David Icke has been telling us for 30 years. You
Right,
remember
and
the book?
if it's only happening to the faces, this should be happening in every way. Like to the when you look
Exactly.
at a stoplight, when you look at a car, when you look at a stop sign or whatever, you should not be able, you this should be happening on all fields, everywhere, all things
Exactly.
that you're looking at.
It's too dis well, what gives away the PSYOP is it's too discriminating. It's only focusing on the face. So, here's another condition called face blindness. It says it's different from the PMS or whatever it's called, they're trying to call it. But
PMO.
I said PMO, okay. The face blindness, the condition shared by actor Brad Pitt, Governor John Hickenlooper, a neurologist, Dr. Oliver Sacks, Sweden's Crown Princess Victoria. Yeah, they're naming a lot of people who I would suspect were those who had a face condition that we should wonder about. If it's just the elite they're naming that have this is another red flag. So, yeah, they're
One in
trying to
50
say they're
people.
yes, that's part of the PSYOP. They're trying to say a significant amount of the population has this and they don't even know it. Isn't that a mind
So they're getting
in
ahead of the ball. They're getting ahead of the narrative so
they're
that,
getting ahead,
when you.
they're getting the head of the ball for the field to be unable to just hide all this stuff anymore. Remember, man, one of your principal teachings on YouTube is that we're in the apocalypse, because that's my teaching as well. An apocalypse means to unveil all things, take the covering off so you can see things as they are. That's what apocalypse means.
100%. Yep, that's what it means.
This is
Unveiling.
before the apocalypse period, breaking of the seven seals is before the Great Tribulation. It's before the Beast Kingdom and Empire. It's before Armageddon. It's before all these things. The apocalypse is basically to unveil all things so you can make an educated decision as to what path you're going to follow in the future. That's what the
Pick
apocalypse
a
is
lane.
about.
Picking a
Pick
lane
a
right now.
lane, exactly. Pick a lane. So here it is. They're really laying it on thick that 1 in 50 people have this condition of face blindness, that when you're in public, people's faces blur out and then they're unrecognizable to you. To me, I'm calling bullshit on that. I
Me
am
too.
just not with it. Trying to figure out how I can move slides without cutting off here. Oh, there we go. There we go. Trying to figure, yeah, I want to. Zoom is still so unfamiliar to me, man. I just
It's all
hit the
right,
wrong
man.
thing. Crazy. Hold on. There we go. How do I X out of that without Xing out of the whole? Because Zoom keeps dropping this menu, and the menu's blocking me from doing anything with these images.
Go to
Crazy.
stop share and then just go or new share.
Oh, wait a minute. It's got a trash can symbol. I don't want to delete the file. I just want to get out of it. Crazy. Yeah, man. This doesn't
We'll just
make
move to the next one, I guess.
Yeah, this I don't like the how it stops me from doing what I need to do. That's not cool. All right. I'm just, you know what? That's ridiculous. There we go. All right. So let's see. I shared those with you just so we're on the same page. We need to go back 30 years, and we need to give credit where credit is due, because this man, he did that. David Icke, Children of the Matrix, this is the book. This man over 30 years ago told the world that there was another race living among us. He called them reptoids, reptilians. Hell, he had me looking for lizards everywhere after I read this book. But
Yeah,
this man,
I mean,
go ahead.
right. I mean, I've had him on my show before, like, a few times, actually. He was way ahead of the ball, even way back then. And are you familiar with the lady Arizona Wilder?
I know the name. I haven't seen her material.
Oh wow, she was apparently, allegedly, used as a child for these entities, for in sacrificial rituals and, passed around through top government officials. And she says they're all, I mean, these are bloodthirsty reptilians that operate among us.
Okay, I'm not going to contend that, because David Icke, he brought it to our attention. He was vilified. The media was totally against him. David Icke published several more books. And when he was deep off into the reptilian factor, there was a tremendous amount of opposition against David Icke. Then it was like a symbiotic relationship. Then the media started backing off of him when he went into other things like simulation theory, when he went into
Right.
the World Trade, when he went into the World Trade Center. When he left the reptilian deal alone, it seems like they left him alone. But initially, when he started putting his research out, there was a media war against David Icke. So
Yeah, he's really toned it down, hasn't he? He's toned it
he
down
has
a lot.
toned it all the way down, but now we're coming to find out that he just may have been a true pioneer on this.
Right.
If we have people, in our society that aren't who they are pretending to be, I mean, we have the evidence. I've got hundreds of pictures just like this.
Yes, that's pretty nasty. I mean, regardless if that's a
Yeah.
mask or what it is, it's still horrible to look at.
Exactly, but it
Horrible to
shows.
look at. What is that?
Yeah, man.
And it's caved in, huh?
Yeah, that's a recess
I
there.
mean,
That's
yeah.
a mask. That's a mask. Somebody else is behind that mask. We have thousands of examples from mainstream media of showing this type of activity. So, I want to exit screen share.
But how would these demons keep their shape? Is it the electronic field that we're in? Basically, our five senses are not honed into that, so we cannot properly see through that veil. I know, I've done in my life a lot of psychedelics, okay? And I
Right.
know that every time I do it, I see a veil that's such a thin veil, man, that gets lifted. And then all of a sudden I can see things that I never thought my brain would be able to comprehend or see. And I know it's my third eye seeing this stuff. I often wonder if that veil around these entities is becoming thinner and thinner to us, where we are now able, certain people, the ones that have this so-called disease, demon disease, are just seeing the reality of this construct.
Okay, we live in a frequency-based reality, and frequencies are everywhere, and we're resonating on different frequencies. You've been in the ring. I said, I haven't been in the boxing ring, but I've been on the cell block, and it's the same thing. When you are up against another man who is trying to do you damage, the one thing that happens is that time slows down. And when
Yes.
time slows down, you're actually thinking faster, hyper. You're blocking, you're parrying, you're not registering pain, but you're feeling the pressure of the blows. You don't feel the pain until after the fight. And when all this is going on, whether you win or lose, and you've got a pretty good record, I've been looking you up. 36-0 is fantastic. So
Yeah, thank you.
when you're in the moment, you're experiencing what you perceive to be a time dilation, as if the world outside of your immediacy has continued while you're suspended to deal with whatever you're dealing with. Well, in a frequency-based environment, we have all the time experienced not just that combat, but we've also experienced elation to the point where we're vibrating on a frequency so high, we are literally finishing sentences of somebody that we've come in contact with that we're really resonating with. It could be a girl, whatever, or whatever. We've been in those positions where we are researching things, and we are so into the moment that we become prescient. And without even trying to, we start predicting things that are happening in our immediate environment. It's because we're vibrating on a frequency that is absolutely in tune with everything around us. Now, these beings are probably a master at that, because we live this is a perceived reality, David. It's not a real reality. It is a perceived. This is why the central nervous system is necessary. It's a filtering system that processes out information optically, audibly, our olfactory senses, touch. We don't get all the information. The central nervous system keeps it from us, but we can process things so the world can be normal, and we can all agree to certain universals. If the central nervous system wasn't working optimally, you would have things like autism. You would have things like schizophrenia. If the central nervous system wasn't working optimally, you would be able to see things that you normally cannot see. It does not mean they're not there. It means that other people's central nervous systems are working right, so they can't see those things. What I'm proposing is that at any moment of the day, there is more around you than you're able to perceive. Often your intuition lets you know that you're not alone, but you can't see what's around you. You just feel the presence. There have been times, I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I have felt the presence of something that moved me through situations that should have killed me, but did not. And I wasn't alone. I just couldn't see what was helping me. So the same thing is the same frequencies, or the same world of frequencies that bring you aid and help, this benefactor protocols that are around us. There are also beings that are trying to harm us, deceive us, and they too operate in this world of frequencies. It is not a departure for me to believe that there are people walking around looking human with the ability to fool us. Not just NPCs, actual. I mean, you're familiar with the German folklore of doppelgangers? The
Yes.
Germans believe that doppelgangers were legitimate. They even had hand signals in ancient Germany to make sure that somebody wasn't a doppelganger. If the signal wasn't returned, that person was investigated.
Well,
Doppelgangers.
this also goes hand in hand with the indigenous people talking about skinwalkers.
Skinwalker's a very real thing. I don't know about Skinwalker Ranch. I'm not plugging that.
No,
I
I
don't know
know.
about that. Yeah, I don't know about that, but you're right. The
No,
skinwalker.
I mean skinwalkers that are able to take animal form, human form,
Yes.
and basically they're parasitic demon-like entities that are able to take human form, animal form, sheep, whatever, man, whatever they want to do, they're able to take that form. And they, that's what also delivers a very strange type of behavior to the person or the animal that is being inhibited or habitated by this skinwalker. They never really
Absolutely.
act very normal. They act very strange.
Now you're right.
Very
They don't.
strange behavior.
This is a really good point because I'm going to go into that too with the fairies. The fairies were accused of the same thing, of looking human but acting strange, like they didn't understand the culture, they didn't understand the societal norms, the things that they were supposed to do. When it comes to the skinwalker, that is strictly Navajo culture. But the skinwalker is real big, in the Southwest, probably in your area from El Paso going all the way through New Mexico, Arizona. Skinwalker belief is prevalent, but throughout the rest of the United States, the same thing that's called skinwalker to the Navajo and the Navajo descended peoples was called the Wendigo. The Wendigo is the exact same thing. Wendigo is was a shape changer, and it could be a wolf. It could be a human. It could be a squaw. It could be a female. It could be whatever it needed to be. But the common denominator between these doppelgangers, wendigos, skinwalkers is that the presence of these beings only happened during times of peril, times of darkness, not unusual times, not normal times, like now. What's happening now? This is our third day of darkness. This is a third eclipse. It's going to be Monday.
So
So,
that's another interesting point. My audience needs to go back and watch the last video you did. You're saying that 3 days of darkness are actually the three eclipses.
the three eclipses, all three
Yeah.
eclipses were over America. So, anyway, yeah, it's the same thing on the in the other in the opposite hemisphere. These beliefs that we have shape changers among us was very, very popular. Thousands of years ago, but still today, there's a large body of people in India who fear the Rakshasa. They still believe this from ancient Hindu mythology. They still think these malevolent spirits walk around and feed on humans, deceive humans, but they look just like us, except when certain phenomena happen, the Rakshasa is unable to maintain its disguise. Just like the skinwalker can't maintain its human disguise. So as soon as its field begins to weaken, it morphs into the rabbit. Then it morphs into the hawk. The wendigo changes into the
So that,
wolf.
so, but do they need to come in contact with the hawk, or they need to come in contact with a rabbit? That's my choice. That's where I'm confused. Do they need to actually touch that animal, come in contact with it, and intercept that animal, or do they just, can they just transition immediately into whatever they want?
I would like to be able to answer that, but I haven't seen
I guess
I
that's a
haven't
little bit.
seen it. Yeah, I haven't seen an explanation in any of the traditions that told them that the actual presence of that animal was necessary for them to mimic it.
Well, because I'm also wondering, do you have to let them in? Is it something that you have to accept into your body? Because we do have free will. I can't imagine just something taking it. There was a trail cam that I saw where there was, are you familiar with the Rake entity?
Rake? Yeah, I am.
Okay, so these things are out there. I gotta tell you think Bigfoot is nothing compared to what this thing is. And anyway, they've been picked up on a lot of trail cams. Now, can some of them be hoaxes? Absolutely. I'm not saying they're all real, but I believe that some of them are real. And if that's true, then we got a problem, Houston. Now, this, in one of these video, in one of these trail cam videos, you see a rake in the forest waving a little girl that looks like she was institutionalized or in a hospital with a hospital gown on, being led by, it looks like another human. A middle-aged man bringing her into this forest while this rake is in the background waving them forward. Now, it's creepy and it's out there. I don't know what videos people can see, but this shows me that they're able to take humans for whatever kind of they whatever needs are, whatever it's their energy or consumption or whatever it could be. But then I believe they can take that form once they bring them to them and intercept it, and it's almost like a parasite. They jump into the body or whatever they do. I just feel that it's almost like she it looked like she was under some kind of mind control walking through the forest towards this entity.
Rug, maybe.
Well, anyway, I guess what I'm stressing here is, well, doesn't free will have some kind of component in this? I mean, I would imagine that they can't just take anyone's body, or do you think that they're just the very evil people that they intercept and parasite off of, or do you think they could take anybody?
Okay. Well, you're tapping now into the vampire lore, where vampires can shape, change, and mimic humans for a while too, and even fool people. But the one thing about a vampire is it cannot step into your home unless specifically invited. This is vampire lore.
Yeah,
So,
so there's a lot of truth to that right there.
yeah, this it's the same with the Japanese. The Japanese have the same thing as the Wendigo, the same thing as the Skinwalker. They call it the Mujina. It's either Mujina or the Mujina. It's a shapeshifter that can masquerade as a human. It's the same thing. And a lot of times, the shapeshifter, when it's caught, when it's observed, and it doesn't realize that somebody can see it, it has no face. It's a human form with a complete blur right here. You can see nothing.
So is
So.
that why they're saying Brad Pitt is suffering from that disorder? So he's seeing faceless people, right?
Faceless people,
Okay,
that's what
so
the
this goes
Mujina
hand in hand. They got the demon disease and the faceless people disease, right? So that would tell me that this frequency is this veil is being lifted, and now you're either going to suffer from faceless disease or the demon face disease, right?
Yeah, it's either one or the other. There may be another disclosure of a third condition. I mean, these are tail spinners. They're going to put out every paradigm necessary in order to make sense of the very things, try to condition what we're seeing. But yeah, it's so crazy. It's we can go to the ancient Irish folklore, and they have their shapeshifters too. They call them banshees. They appear to specters and ghosts. They could take on human forms. They could mimic an old woman or a young woman. Yeah, they were called the banshee. But
So,
banshees are really interesting because they only appeared when something bad was about to happen. That's the banshee. I mean, every area of the world has these beliefs about these shape changers that mimic humans that are a part of another race that are legitimately here, have been hiding among us for thousands of years. The Arabian jinn is one of the best. There are so many Arabian texts and Turkish texts about the race of the jinn. They're talked about in the Quran just a little bit, but the jinn have an ancient. The jinn were participating in an ancient war before humanity even came here, got here, well, was developed or whatever. But they participated in an ancient war. They won the war, but winning the war also trapped them here. They're unable to get out. So, in the early tradition, this is in the early traditions. But what's crazy is that it's not really explained to us, or I haven't found the Arabic English translations yet. Maybe somebody in the chat can educate us. But this war had everything to do with the moon, but the connection to the moon and the jinn isn't clear. I haven't been able to find a clear correlate. But in occult traditions, a race did come from the moon, and the moon is no longer real. That what we're seeing is a picture, like a hologram.
I've heard it's a hologram. I've heard it's a satellite. You think it's a hologram?
Well, the problem is the Russian scientists in the 1950s, anybody can verify this, they conclusively they put their reports out saying there's no way the moon is solid. There is nothing the size of our moon in our system compared to its parent host. Meaning, look at Jupiter. Jupiter is said to have like what 50 something moons. So not a single one of those moons is proportionate to our moon to the size of Jupiter. Our moon is one fourth the size of our world. Therefore, it's not even a moon. It's a double planet system. And a double planet system this close would have crashed into us a long time ago. The Russians said that object can't be there, or all of our known laws of physics are bullshit. So either that is a thin shell and it's completely hollow, or our physics, our laws of physics are completely BS, and NASA's been lying to us. They're not sending nobody up there, they're doing something else. So the
Isn't
Russians
the
were very
moon also
specific.
moving, what, a couple inches every year away from the planet?
I don't know. I can't verify that. That would be NASA
Yeah,
data.
nobody can. Nobody really can.
I can't. It's just
I mean,
crazy,
that's,
man.
yeah. I mean, how do you really even, so the best way that how I can perceive this is kind of like in the old cars, the radios, right? When you're turning the knob for the radio and then you get the, and you get to the next station, the next
Yeah,
digit.
yeah.
That's kind of
No.
like we're seeing here in our reality, right? The frequency changing from, I guess we're in that blurred state right now where they're losing they're fading out of this reality, correct? They're losing their shape, and that's
Okay.
best. Go ahead.
Check it out, David. Check it out, David. Let's simplify this, and let's just say that our optical apparatus, these orbs that we call eyes, all right? Let's just make up a number for just to illustrate a point. Let's make up a number and say that there are 1080. There are exactly 1,080 layers of digital holography that the human eye can pick up. All right. Now, let's say for thousands of years, we have all our reality that we see and perceive is a result of these 1080 fields, 1,080 fields. But something happens when so many observers are in the construct. Now, there's a weakening of the field because of field dispersal. You have too many people observing the same thing now, and it's weakening that field now because of so many people. Add in another factor, the age of the ongoing apparatus itself, the construct, the programs, how old it's getting before all systems need to reboot. So a reboot, you can call it an exodus, you can call it a rapture, whatever. It's the removal of observers from the field so that the field doesn't collapse. It can renew, it can reboot. So imagine a scenario where phenomena begins happening in the sky to initiate the countdown process to a reboot. An accident. Well, in order to bring a full reboot to the system, it's going to need to drop some of those fields. It's going to have to start holding its power rather than disseminating it through for all these observers. This is going to now you don't have 1080 fields. Now let's say it drops to 720 fields, but some people are already awake and they realize that things aren't what they seem to be. But when the transition happens, they instantly start seeing things as they are. Those missing fields are no longer an impediment for them seeing how things truly look. So the things have always looked this way, David. They've always looked this way. But because of field dynamics and this collapse scenario, this weakening of the field, people who are awake are going to start seeing things that are straight. Great biblical, and it's going to blow some people's minds. So it's always been this way. They've always been here. All the ancient religions, all the old traditions, all the cultures say that these races have been here with us from the beginning. All the ancient records call them angels, demons, call them whatever. They've been here. They've never not been here. But at the end of a great cycle, before a reboot, there's going to be a huge awakening of the population, and that means they're going to see things as they really are. And this is exactly what we find in biblical prophecy. In biblical prophecy says in the last days, knowledge shall be increased, and the apocalypse will unfold. The apocalypse means to remove the covering so you can see exactly the way things are. So this is we've covered the individual traditions of shape changers, and we've covered the fact that they're known through these different religions, and how the establishment has now put us on notice that, hey man, you're about to start seeing some really weird stuff. So all this is in the field. How would you like to review about six or seven movies that were prepping us for this?
Let's do it.
I got some pictures to show you. It's crazy, man. It's crazy when you process all this.
I know They Live has to be one of them.
What is it?
They
Oh, They
Live.
Live? Yeah, you kind of anticipated that one.
Yeah, that one's kind of a no-brainer.
They Live. All right, let me find my.
And that's
Let
a
me find.
great movie, folks. Go back and watch that. Roddy
They
Ron
Live is
Piper.
awesome. They Live
Yeah,
is
that's a
awesome.
great movie. That's
There's some other good ones too. They're all disclosures, man. All right, let me see how to share this again. I'll go to the bottom. I gotta talk out loud or I'll mess something up. All
That's all right, man.
right, cool, sharing. Oh, I got some truth bombs here, man. Something I found out last night after you and I talked, I was like, oh my God, I definitely got to show this. So you remember the old movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Yes.
You remember
Wow.
this?
Yep, I sure do. In fact,
Old
I'm gonna go
movie.
back and watch that.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers, right here. Donald Sutherland, Brooke Adams, Leonard Nimoy from Star Trek is all here. Here's another one where a parasite, this is the remake here in the 1970s. The original was like in what, the 60s, the 50s?
Yes. Wow.
The original Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Yes, this was a parasite come from the sky, and it mimicked humans. There's the parasite come from the sky. It's just a lot of people don't remember this old movie from a long time ago.
Man, I'd do anything to get one of those old movie posters, man.
You gotta go to antique shops to find those. You're in El Paso. I don't know how it is out there, but in Texas, if you want the one place to get the best antiques in Texas is Galveston, Texas. It's because
Really?
it has a huge convalescent community there. Huge. A lot of retirees and all that. And you know it's getting more expensive to live, so a lot of older people, in order to make it, they take all these antiques and things that their parents had. And these people are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and it's really sad, but they have whole warehouses full of antiques. These people down there buy from all these elderly people, all their stuff in the Houston area,
Wow,
in
I gotta get my
Galveston
butt over
area,
there and
and
check
there's
it out.
warehouses in Galveston full of antiques. I go down there about twice a year and just buy a bunch of stuff.
Wow,
Yeah, it's
well, I'm
crazy.
going to now. I'm gonna go check it out. Interesting. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, this is the original Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's showing that an alien parasite takes over a human body and people are completely fooled, but it's just like you said, it's little nuances, little behavior they do that gives it away, and people realize this ain't the real person here. So that's a famous picture from that movie.
Jeez.
They had several. This is the updated one from the 70s with Donald Sutherland and Leonard Nimoy, a bunch of other ones. But yeah, this is a
Look at the artwork they used to really put into these old movies, man.
yeah they did yeah they did yeah it's crazy. I love looking at that stuff. There he is holding the original parasite before it
Jeez.
started hatching and snatching people's bodies.
It's kind of like also Men in Black. They did it in Men in Black too.
Men in Black was a spoof, but it was a spoof in a way that they were really giving a lot of disclosure in there. I have notes on Invasion of the Body Snatchers right here. I'll just share those on my screen too. But it was 1978 was the remake. It was a discovery is made when people realize that their loved ones are behaving strangely and devoid of emotion, indicating that they had been replaced by alien duplicates. Spores from space arrive and act as parasites that allow aliens to mimic humans. So we're going to move to V now.
Okay.
This is the one you said you hadn't seen.
Right. I remember it. I remember V, but I never really, wasn't it a series?
Yes, it was. It was a TV series and it blew people's minds when they saw it. Yeah. Kind of looks like the Eclipse Path a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is V, and they looked humans 100%. Politicians, actors, rich people, millionaires, the elite, they worked deals with the aliens, knowing that there were aliens and knowing the people. All right. They worked deals with them to stay as actors and actresses, to stay as millionaires in the elite. And it was like it's like the same thing going on today. The elite are working in tandem with a race in the underworld that is controlling humanity. So this is the original V from 1983.
Of
They did a
course, I got a
remake, but
reptilian.
it's nowhere near as good as the original.
It looks like, you know what that reptile looks like right there, was that movie Enemy Mine.
Enemy Mine, yeah, they kind of turned that into a homosexual alien. Remember
Yeah.
Enemy Mine? I remember that. I do remember that. These are original pictures from V. And it was the common people. It was the common people, the
Dude, this is
patriots
taking
who
me
finally
way.
took it to the who took it to the demons, aliens. It wasn't the government.
Man, this
Well,
is taking
they knew how to dress back then, didn't they? Yeah,
me. Yeah.
these are stills
Smart. That
from
guy was in Beastmaster, wasn't he?
yes, I think he was Beastmaster. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Dude, I'm getting.
you and I were kids when Beastmaster came out. Oh yeah. And these are all original. All these were aliens. They could see the reptoid, reptilian. Yeah, see that right there?
Yeah.
Be the final battle. Yeah, this is
I mean,
before
they're
day and
making
night
this
started.
show known. I mean, but then you have to wonder, did David Icke get his ideas from these movies, you know?
Well,
Maybe
David
could
Icke
that be a
brought a
possibility?
yeah, David Icke. Okay, he's been influenced, but he brought a lot to the table, in the way of evidence on the reptilian. Those people just didn't believe it. All the disclosures, actual photos of people's faces morphing when they got real mad at like a certain reporter asking a question, and like, I mean, he brought a lot more to the table than just movie clips. So it's pretty interesting stuff. There it is again. Always. All these little soft disclosures always involve the sky. Now you already know we're waiting for the alien card to drop. We're just
Yeah,
waiting for that.
100%.
Yeah, it's crazy. All
Yeah,
things
that's
conspiracy.
coming.
So that's V. That's V right there. See if I forgot anything about it before we go to the next little movie. That was 1983, the alien race known as the Visitors, reptilian humanoids disguised as human beings. Trying to take over Earth and the human reaction to this, including the resistance group that attempted to stop them, while others collaborated with the aliens for power and personal wealth. And of course, we already know all about the one you mentioned. They Live. It's the one you mentioned right here. You see that clear?
Yeah, that was a great, great movie, man. That's one of the best
Yeah, it
ones I've
was.
ever.
You see it, sleep. Those who are asleep, they're not going to see this. They're still trapped by that. They're still part of the
Right, but
collective
so this
program.
Roddy Rod Piper plays the role of the hero in this movie that basically finds these glasses to where he can see the true reality of everything, and he sees them walking among us, and he sees the true subliminal messaging and signs. Movies, videos. So that's why it says conform, obey, buy, reproduce, yield, consume. You've seen the true subliminal messaging from the signs.
It's all about the glasses. Glasses are a symbol for something being put over the eyes to see things accurately. I mean, look what's about to happen on Monday. 100
Yeah.
million people are going to be putting glasses on.
You can't see.
Jeez.
Can't I see?
Crazy. Whole thing's crazy. John Carpenter, he put out some amazing movies.
Yeah, he did.
There's those glasses. There's those
Yeah, there
Eclipse
is.
glasses right there.
I've come
Yeah.
here to chew gum and kick ass. I'm out of gum. What did he
Lot
say? I'm
of
here to chew gum.
bubble gum.
Yeah, and kick
Lot of
ass.
bubble gum.
I'm
All
all
right.
out of
Okay,
bubble
somebody else. Somebody else who believed that we lived in a field of frequencies is right here on the bookshelf. Look at the bookshelf. Edgar Cayce, ESP.
What?
Right
What?
there.
I
Right
mean, they
there.
perfectly placed that.
Yeah, they did. That was
They
intentional.
perfectly placed that right there. What?
Absolutely. It's crazy. What does that look like, man?
That looks like Trump 100%. What?
My God. Yep.
Oh, man.
Say, hold on. I'm gonna have to show you something that's really crazy, dude. All right. Look at the
Okay.
bottom. Look at the bottom of the movie still. From
Wow. Dot com.
look at that.
Wait a minute, man. Is that
All
really?
over
It
the
looks like it was made.
say,
That kind of looks like.
this isn't from the original movie.
Oh, okay.
This is somebody uploading all kinds of pictures. This is going on
Okay.
all over.
Okay.
I've done videos on my channel showing that AI is releasing falsified versions of all the things that we're familiar with.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Wow, this
Yep.
is nuts.
Yep. AI is taking over, dude. Bing is taking over. It's literally flooding the internet search engines with images that you're supposed to think are from the originals, but they're not. They're not. It's crazy.
Blurring
So
our
crazy.
reality.
Yep.
Muddying up our reality, basically.
That's exactly what it's doing. Yeah, you mentioned that movie. That's a famous movie. It was They Live. Oh, here's The
The
Faculty.
faculty.
You remember that movie?
Not really. I've heard of it,
Okay.
the faculty, but you may have to brush me up on that.
Yeah, 1998. It was a long time ago. Here's the faculty right here.
Oh, I remember seeing that. Yeah.
Okay.
Not seeing, I don't think I watched it. I don't think I saw it, but I remember it, the previews and all.
Again,
I remember seeing this.
some type of parasite falls from the sky, lands on the football field. A teacher gets infected and she infects the whole faculty. The kids in the school start realizing that all the faculty are acting very, very strange. They start doing an investigation and they find an aquarium where another parasite swimming around in the aquarium that the faculty have been keeping. And then some of the kids in the school start acting strange. But this is another movie showing you that an alien species can perfectly mimic humans and act like humans and completely fool you unless you know the person. Absolutely personal, and you know that their behavior is erratic. But it's just
These are
another one
called
of these.
stock disclosures, folks.
There it is. We've seen him in the Lord of the Rings. Just steals from the movie, some of the advertisements from the movie. This is 1998. These are three members of the faculty. They're all controlled by the parasite.
Wow.
Controlled by the parasite. Parasite. There's the worst. That's when they find it in the aquarium.
Jeez.
Yeah, these are just movie stills. I
So
want to get to this
incredible.
ball that I found, man. This is crazy. Let's see. All right, so put this down. That was the faculty. Next one is Anonymous Rex. Here it is. This is crazy. So, a TV series comes out called Anonymous Rex. They took it off quick. I'm going to tell you now, it's a little bit too close to the truth. They took this one off. They took this one off. It would have been a hit
Anonymous
if they.
Rex.
Yeah, it's just like the show Jericho. It was a little too close to the truth. So, they hurried and took it off TV. But, yeah, man. Let me find Anonymous Rex real quick. So here's the show. It was slated for
I kind of
TV.
remember this one.
It was slated for TV. Only a few episodes were released, and then they claimed, just like Jericho, everybody was watching Jericho when they pulled it. It was like, damn, why'd you pull that? And then Jericho was what the United States was like after nuclear war, and
Wow.
Jericho was an awesome show, and they were showing all kinds of things. And then they just pulled it, so it became like a cult culture. Individuals started doing their own Jericho episodes and coming up with stuff. But anyway, Anonymous Rex is about a reptilian species right here on Earth that lives among us every single day, and they disguise themselves as humans using latex. They use latex, simple latex, just to make themselves look like human. That's it. Shows them taking off their mask, but they're actually reptilian, putting them back on, and shows all the Hollywood. The show showed all the Hollywood techniques on how you can make somebody look completely different, how an alien species
Wow,
can
so
use
that's why they removed it.
simple latex and just disguise yourself as anybody and anything. Yeah,
That's why they
but
got rid of it then.
they got rid of it, man. It was called Anonymous Rex, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's about a race of reptilian dinosaur people that live among us today. Took it off. Too close to the truth.
Jeez.
Crazy. That was crazy. Let's see. All right. That was Anonymous Rex.
The invasion.
Oh, the invasion. Yeah, I forgot about this one. Hold on. Do I have a file for that? Yeah, I do. All right. Yeah, you sharing my screen. You're all in my business.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, this is the show Invasion. You know him, Craig.
James Bond.
Yeah, that's his best roles, really. Nicole
No
Kidman.
kidding.
This is
Wow.
another one of those. This is another one of those parasite takes over humans and has them acting strangely. But this one has the entire community acting strangely. Do not trust anyone. Do not show emotion. Do not fall asleep. Yeah, the premise behind this was you could get taken over if you fell asleep. This is like a Freddy Krueger type deal. Don't fall asleep and you'll be all right. But I think, first of all, it's impossible for the human for human physiology not to sleep. You're gonna have to get
Yeah,
jacked back
100%.
in. You're gonna have to get jacked back into the central nervous system. It's impossible. We've already seen what happens from sleep deprivation. It's not good. So do not fall asleep is impossible. I interpret this as something different. Do not fall asleep. Falling asleep is being the opposite of being awake. I believe it's a
Got you.
metaphor.
Got you.
It's
Got
a
you.
metaphor. Yeah, it's just here's some stills. When they're realizing that the whole town is crazy,
What
they get
year was
taken over.
this one?
I'll find out in just a second. She looks young. Nicole Kidman here looks kind of
She looks,
young.
yep. She looks about in late 30s, I would say.
Yeah, something like that. I'll find out right now. Oh. I'll find out right now.
Maybe turn it on so I can see it.
Let's see. The Invasion 2007. It's about an extraterrestrial virus infecting humans, changing their behavior. Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Under
And I
the
think we got
skin.
one more, Under the Skin. Under the Skin is the last one. You ever heard of that movie?
No.
Okay, here's the last one. Another soft disclosure. This is from 2013. It's called Under the Skin. Again, it's the same premise. Normal humans walking around in society, but they've been taken over.
I'll tell you what, I'm gonna go watch a lot of these movies over again. I
This
mean,
is
I
Scarlett
can I
Johansson right here.
Oh, wow.
This is Scarlett
Probably
Johansson.
not.
Now, in this picture, it says the picture says dreaming with a question mark. Well, in the movie, this is how people really look. In the movie, you understand? This is how
Yeah.
people kind of really look to some of the actors, but to everybody else, they look like normal humans. It's Scarlett Johansson. She has been taken over by some alien parasite deal, and she lures men into a pocket dimension. She seduces men, gets them into a pocket dimension between worlds or whatever, and she immerses them and creates new bodies, puts them in this black goo stuff. It's weird. Weird. But that's her. She's an alien. Looks 100% human.
Looks like I got a movie night set up now, man. I'm
Yeah, man.
gonna watch all these over again.
Yeah, you see the little do you see the little hidden pictures in here?
I do actually.
See that guy? He's got a blurry face.
Yep. But then there's other stuff in there too.
It's all crazy. There's
Jeez.
Scarlett Johansson's face right there. She's changing her skin out.
Jeez.
Yeah, man, it's just crazy. It's so really to paraphrase and sum it up.
Now we got to pose it as a question. Do we have shapeshifters
Okay.
among us?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is we have an agreement with ancient records. We have an agreement with old religious beliefs, the faiths
You
of
have to
people
push a stop share. You hit the red
from
button,
all
red
over the world.
tag.
Yeah, and then we have this commiseration with Hollywood. Hollywood's basically repackaging what was already believed by the human family over thousands of years. So it's just crazy. But yeah, that's my presentation right there, man. That's everything that I believe the soft disclosure is about.
Right, but
They're
we see. I
preparing
can see your
people.
whole desk. I can see your whole desktop.
Yeah,
Hit
I'm
the
trying to get back in here. I'm
stop.
trying to get back. Oh, there it is at the top.
There you
Zoom is
go.
so
Okay. You
weird. Hey man, Zoom is not like
got to get used to it
Streamyard.
because I'm gonna have you on a lot more, bro.
That's fine.
Yeah,
That's fine. I got used to it pretty fast just now. Well, yeah, man, this demon face syndrome wasn't dropped on the human family for just as an interest piece. Now, the media doesn't waste its space like that. Mainstream media is not going to mass promote something if it's not going to be relevant to a certain scenario in the future. That's what this is all about. So I think we have some very interesting times coming. And when certain people are either arrested or quarantined, put in sanitariums, they're removed from the public sector because they have these outbursts in public, and we may be watching a news segment where some woman starts screaming when she's looking at the speaker. Listen, these episodes, they are preparing us for this now.
Damn, demon disease, folks. That's what it's called. Demon face syndrome. Are shapeshifters among us? You decide. Jason, thanks for coming on, man. This was an epic interview podcast. This will be going up on FluffTube. I'm going to try to get it up tonight.
Yeah, man, it's fun. It was fun.
Always fun with you, man. You challenge everyone's critical thinking, but you have to. I mean, this is damn.
Strange times.
Strange times, and we're going into even stranger times for sure, man. This is going to get wackier. We're not going to run out of material. All right, Jason, I appreciate you coming on, my man. Where can people find you?
Archaics.com. That's all you got to do is archaics.com.
Yep, I'll put a link down below, folks, so you can go check out Jason's YouTube channel where you see a lot more of this type of material, right, Jason?
Right. Packed with it.
All right, Jason, thank you. God bless, brother.
You too.